As a water conservation specialist, Randy Barron knows the telltale signs of waste.
We're talking about broken sprinkler heads, water going into the street, overwatering areas to where you got a soggy lawn, but it's green.
Barron works for the City of Santa Rosa's water utility. In the past few months, the utility has been paying extra attention to outdoor water use. Barron says that's an area ripe for extra conservation.
During the summer, about 60% of the water use is going into the landscape. About half of that is over irrigation.
We're driving around the northeast region of Santa Rosa in a neighborhood with a lot of businesses.
Over to our right, there's a lot of redwood trees planted into a raised berm. Any extended irrigation on areas like that, and you definitely tend to see a lot of runoff and a lot of water waste. From what we can tell, they're doing better than they have in the past.
In early August, Santa Rosa adopted mandatory water restrictions with the aim of reducing community-wide water use by 20% compared to 2013. Part of that has been regular water watch patrols done by city staff members a couple of times a week. Elise Howard, communications manager for the water utility, says that most are done when it's still dark.
We have asked the crews who typically maintain our water system to go out in the early mornings. They come in before their shifts between 4 and 6, and they drive around and they look for water waste. We're doing it at this time because this is when we're encouraging people to be watering.
Under the conservation measures, outdoor watering is only allowed between 8 at night and 6 in the morning. The best time is before dawn, Howard says, when the earth and air are cool and the rate of evaporation is the lowest. Saving water has been a priority for the city for years. But since last winter, reports of water waste from the public and city staff have taken on a new urgency.
Typically, in a year, we receive approximately 300 water waste reports. Because of the drought and our enhanced water waste patrols and awareness, we've seen 1,000 or more reports.
So what happens if you're one of those people who has a waste report filed against them? After a citizen report, Barron explains, city employees visit the property to verify if there is a violation. If there is, the residents are sent a first letter.
It's basically an oops message. You know, we noticed that you have a chronic leak in your meter. Please fix it within 30 days and let us know. If we don't get that notification, then we'll send out a second letter, which is a little more sternly worded. That letter lets them know that they have 15 days to correct the issue. And if they don't, they could get written notification from the utilities director. And at that point, their water service could be terminated.
Barron says he sent out hundreds of first report letters and a dozen or so second letters.
And I've crafted two of the letters of official 15-day notice of termination, but didn't have to send them out. The first letter tends to be pretty effective.
Is it normally a pretty tense exchange? Barron says no.
People are generally happy that we've called. A lot of people aren't aware that they have that broken sprinkler head or the sprinkler got turned 180 degrees and is washing cars out in the street.
Since enacting the voluntary and now mandatory water restrictions, Santa Rosa has reduced water usage by about 16%. Not quite to the 20% goal, but getting close. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.